This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Wharf. The general election is now set for North Carolina's 9th District congressional election. Mecklenburg State Senator Dan Bishop easily beat 9 other Republican challengers last night and will face Democrat Dan McCready in the general election on September 10th. WFAE's Steve Harrison has more in this report.
Dan Bishop's victory was dominant. He won all 8 counties in the 9th District, including Union County, the home of County Commissioner and second-place finisher Stoney Rushing. And with almost all precincts reporting, Bishop had nearly 48% of the vote, easily clearing the 30% needed to avoid a runoff. Rushing finished with 19%. In his speech at his South Park victory party, Bishop tried to tie McCready to the liberal wing of the Democratic Party.
I heard every day from folks in the 9th District, and the day at the polls it was no different, that people are astonished and amazed and dismayed at what they see coming out of Washington these days from liberal crazy clowns.
Bishop then listed what he sees as the Democratic Party's agenda.
Socialism, open borders, infanticide, 90% tax rates, having prison inmates vote. It goes on and on. It's something new every day, every week.
Bishop promised his audience that he would make McCready take positions on current issues in Congress.
And wrong Dan McCready went through 2 elections without telling anyone where he stood on anything. Yeah. That ends tomorrow.
In his speech, Bishop praised the field and listed several candidates by name, including Rushing, former Mecklenburg Commissioner Matthew Ridenhour, Fern Schubert of Marshville, and Stevie Rivenbark of Fayetteville. He did not mention Lee Brown, a realtor who received $1.3 million in donations from the Political Action Committee of the National Realtors Association, where she'd been fundraising chair. In forums, Bishop often criticized Brown for receiving so much money from what he called a special interest group. Brown finished 4th. The State Board of Elections ordered a new primary and general election after it found evidence of absentee mail ballot fraud committed on behalf of last year's Republican candidate, Mark Harris. Harris endorsed Rushing, who adamantly defended Harris during the campaign.
You know, Mark is a brother in Christ, and I love Mark. He's a good friend, but I think there's some Harris fatigue.
That's Dan Barry, the former chair of the Union County Republican Party. He said he doesn't think Harris's endorsement helped.
You know, let's be honest about it. Guilt or innocence is determined by somebody else, but Mark Harris and Beth were tried in the court of public opinion, and that has a, you know, they were the leadoff story in the news for 90 days, and it didn't stop. It was relentless.
Barry says Republicans coalesced around Bishop because of his experience in the General Assembly.
He has the experience and the intellect to go to Washington and has been a staunch voice for the conservatives in North Carolina and has stood in the breach, who stared down the radical left coming out of California with the human rights campaign. Dan is the right guy to take on Dan McCready.
He was referring to Bishop co-sponsoring HB 2, the 2016 law that overturned Charlotte's non-discrimination ordinance and required people to use the bathroom in government buildings that matched the biological sex on their birth certificate. McCready sent a fundraising email Tuesday night reminding supporters that Bishop co-sponsored the so-called bathroom bill. He also said Bishop would, quote, destroy jobs, keep medication unaffordable, and undermine public school teachers. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison in Charlotte.